And welcome tonight again to our seminar, to our series entitled Israel, Champions of God.
大家晚上好，再次欢迎大家来参加我们这一系列的研究，就是以色列上帝的斗士。
This evening we continue in our study of the life of Jacob and how he became Israel and the lessons that it holds for us.
今天晚上我们继续研究雅各的生平，并且来学习到他如何成为了以色列，并且从中得到教训。
Before we begin our subject this evening,
在我们还没有继续研究的时候，
I would like to invite you to please bow your heads with me as we have a word of prayer.
我们再次邀请大家低头做个祷告。
Our Father in heaven, tonight as we open the Bible together,
我们在天上的父，今天晚上我们打开圣经，
we ask that you would speak to each of us in our hearts.
我们祈求你在我们每一个人的心里说话。
May Jacob's life inspire us.
愿雅各的生命感动我们。
And help us to become more like Jesus.
并且帮助我们更像主耶稣。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Yesterday we found Jacob as he was running away from home to escape the wrath of his brother.
昨天看到雅各因为要逃离以撒的愤怒就跑开离开家园。
He is in a foreign land and he is all alone.
他来到了一个陌生的地方，单独的一个人。
He is sleeping on a pillow made of a stone.
他睡在一个石头的枕头上。
In this guilty and lonely forsaken condition,
在他内疚又孤单的情况之下，
Jacob has an incredible dream.
雅各就有了一个特别的梦。
And we saw that in this dream, he saw a ladder that was reaching all the way from heaven down to right where he was.
而且我们也看到了，在这梦中，雅各看到了一个天梯从天而到地上。
And we noticed that this experience was a turning point in the life of Jacob.
我们也知道这个经验是雅各生命的转捩点。
I want to invite you to notice the exact promise that God made to Jacob that night.
我愿意大家来看看上帝给予雅各当天晚上的应许。
It's found in Genesis chapter 28.
这是在创世纪二十八章。
And we look at verses 13, 14, and 15.
十三到十五节。
The Bible says, And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed.
耶和华站在梯子以上说，我是耶和华你主亚伯拉罕的上帝，也是以撒的上帝，我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔。
You see, this was an affirmation, a confirmation from God that Jacob was to be the inheritor of the birthright promise that was made to Abraham, to Isaac, and now to him.
我们看到现在这是向雅各下了这个应许，也是同样之前给了他的先祖，就是这个以撒和这个亚伯拉罕呢，就是在他借着雅各的后裔有这个弥赛亚的到来。
And now in verse 14,
现在在十四节，
God says, Thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And then in the last part of the verse, it says, In thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。
The Bible is giving a reference here to the coming of the Messiah, and God is telling Jacob that it will be through you.
圣经在这里向我们展示到以后要来的弥赛亚，并且上帝告诉雅各，这弥赛亚要从你的后裔而来。
So in these two verses, we see that God is giving Jacob comfort and assurance despite his deception of his father.
所以在这两个章节里面，让我们看到虽然雅各经历了这么多的痛苦和苦楚，但是上帝给予他这两个章节里面的鼓励和安慰。
And then in verse 15,
然后在十五节，
To this lonely and perhaps scared and fearful for his life, fearful of danger, fearful of his brother hunting him down, God says, Behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in the places whither thou goest, and I will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of.
在他生命孤苦伶仃， 性命难保的时候，上帝向他保证说，我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。
God was saying, Jacob, I will protect you, I will take care of you, and nothing will happen to you until I do what I promise.
上帝说，我必与你同在，保护你，直到你回到这地，永远的在与你同在。
What comfort this must have brought to this lonely fugitive in this foreign land.
这是对一个正在逃离的雅各来说是何等大的安慰呀。
When Jacob woke up,
那雅各醒起来时，
he was so awed by what he had just heard.
他看到之前的景象非常的惊讶。
The Bible tells us what he did in verse 18.
那么在十八节圣经就告诉我们他的回应。
The Bible says in verse 18, And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it.
雅各清早起来，把所整的石头立作柱子，浇油在上面。
Now, this seems almost strange for someone to do.
这个动作对这一个人来说是好像有一点奇怪的动作。
But Jacob's little act in this verse 18 is a lesson for all of us in here tonight.
但雅各在十八节的这小小的行动，对于我们来说都是一个功课。
You see, this was a pivotal point in the life of Jacob.
因为我们知道这是雅各一个生命的转捩点。
It was a conversion experience.
这是一个悔改的经验。
God had spoken directly to him.
上帝已经亲自地向他说话。
God had moved in his life.
上帝感动了他的生命。
And now the Bible says that Jacob set up a stone, it was a pillar, and he anointed that pillar.
然后这里圣经说，他把所整的石头立作柱石，并且把油浇在上面。
And the Bible says that he called that place, he called it Bethel, which means the house of God.
圣经说，他称这地方为伯特利，就是神殿的意思。
Now, what was Jacob doing here?
雅各在这里做了什么？
You see, friends, Jacob did not want to forget that night and the dream that he had had.
那就是雅各永远的不要忘记这一晚与主相遇的经历。
It was a pivotal point, a turning point in his life.
这是在他生命的一个高峰，生命中的一个转捩点。
And forever after, Jacob did not want to forget what God had done.
以后的生活里面，雅各都不会忘记上帝在今天所成就的。
And so he set up a memorial to remind him of what God had done.
所以呢，他就立起了这柱子，永远的纪念上帝为他所成就的。
If you study the Bible carefully,
如果你研究这个圣经清晰的研究，
you will discover that God had his people do this quite often.
你就会发现到上帝的子民往往都是这样的来回应上帝。
I want to ask you to turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
比如我们来到撒母耳记上的第七章，
and look with me at verse 12.
来到第十二节，
here is what the Bible says.
圣经在这里说，
the Bible says, after a great victory, Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us.
这是在撒母耳得了一场非常大的胜利之后所说。撒母耳将一块石头立在米示巴和善的中间，给石头起名叫以便以谢，说到如今耶和华都帮助我们。
You see, the Bible says that Samuel, after this great deliverance by God, Samuel raised up a stone as a memorial of God's power and work on their behalf.
圣经告诉我们，撒母耳在得到了上帝的拯救之后，就立了这一块石头呢，成为了这个纪念，说耶和华帮助我们。
One of the greatest sins that God's people can God's people can commit is to forget what good things God has done for them in the past.
身为上帝子民，我们其中犯的最大的一个罪，就是忘了上帝在过去的带领。
One of my favorite statements from the pen of inspiration is this.
在预言之灵，我最爱的其中一个摘录就是，
We have nothing to fear for the future except as we shall forget how the Lord has led us and his teaching in our past history.
我们对未来应该毫无恐惧，除非我们已经忘记了 过去上帝的教导和他在我们过往的历史。
Friends, tonight I want to ask you, have you set up an Ebenezer for what God has done for you?
所以今天晚上朋友们我问你，你有没有为上帝而立了这以便以谢？
Are you sitting here tonight in discouragement, in despondency, forgetting what amazing miracles God has done for you in the past?
又或者你在这里坐立不安，灰心失望，忘记了上帝在过去的带领？
You know, friends, in every person's life, there are moments that we cannot forget because God has done some amazing things for all of us in here tonight.
朋友们，当你回想你的人生，你就会看到上帝在某一个时刻已经在你生命中行了一个很大的神迹，使你永远都不能忘记。
I want to share just a few testimonies with you tonight.
今天晚上我要跟大家分享一些的见证。
When I was 17 years old,
我在17岁的时候、
I was on a mission trip with two friends.
我就和两位朋友到海外布道。
And I was in a far, far away country.
我就到了一个很远的国家。
It was my birthday.
是我的生日。
But nobody knew. My friends did not know it was my birthday.
没有人知道，我朋友也不知道。
And you know, if you've ever been away from home and nobody celebrates your birthday, that can be kind of a depressing day for you.
啊，如果你有同样的经历，远离家乡，又没有人跟你庆祝生日，啊，实在是心情非常的低沉。
But there I was, and on this birthday, nobody knew, but I prayed a silent prayer to God.
所以我就在那一边，没有人知道是我生日，我却默默地向上帝祷告。
I said, God, here I am tonight.
我说，上帝啊，今天晚上我站在这里。
And nobody here knows that today is my birthday.
然而，没有一个人知道今天是我的生日。
And I said, that is okay, but I am asking you for one gift tonight.
那对我来说没有什么不好，但是今天晚上我就要求一件事情。
You see, God, I am asking tonight that of all the things that you can do, I tonight am asking for the gift of becoming a preacher.
所以天父啊，今天晚上在你所有的这一些的恩赐里面，我祈求您赐我成为一个传道人。
Now, you see me at this camp here tonight.
今天你看到我站在这里营会里。
And maybe you think that this is easy or this comes natural for me.
也许你说啊，这是我天生就是一个传道人呢。
But the truth is that this was not always so.
然而事实却不是如此。
In fact, when I was in high school, the thing that I hated most about school was getting up in front of people.
那就是在中学的时候，我最不喜欢的就是到台前来向众人说话。
In one class, our teacher made us give, every student had to give a speech in front of the whole class for 5 minutes.
有一个老师在其中一堂课里就要求每一个同学们都要逐一的上台来向大家说话。
My speech was so bad that nobody was even looking at me because it was too painful to look at me.
我当天的演讲糟糕的不得了，朋友们同学们都不愿意看我，太难了，太不好了。
I just did not like to be in front of people.
我就是不喜欢站在众人的面前。
But in this particular night,
但是在那一天晚上，
I imagine that like Solomon, God was coming to me one night and saying, Emmanuel, if you could have whatever you want,
我就想
象 what can I give you?
我好像所罗门王，上帝来到他梦中，然后说：“以马内利啊，你要什么都可以，我今晚赐给你。”
And I didn't want riches. I didn't even want wisdom.
我也不要这个荣华富贵，我也不要智慧。
I said, God, I want you to make me a preacher.
我只跟上帝说，我要你使我成为一个正道的传道人。
Now I have to tell you that nothing happened the next day.
隔天什么事都没有发生。
But that summer, my two friends and I, we sat on the Great Wall of China.
但是在那个夏季，我和我两个朋友在这个长城的中国。
And we asked a passing tourist to take a picture of all three of us.
在这个中国的万里长城里，邀请这个游客或者路过人为我们拍一张照片。
And I went home and I framed this picture.
那么呢， 我回到家呢，也把这个照片给镶起来。
And you know, ever after that one night there in this faraway country,
啊，回想那一天在遥远的国家的那一晚。
God put me through many, many experiences.
上帝让我有很多很多的经验。
I had many failures in my experience as a preacher.
在我的成为传道人正道的经验中有许许多多的失败。
But it is because of God's grace that today people pay me to come and to preach.
但是也因为上帝的恩典，今天有人是出钱请我去正道。
You know, there are times when I experience great discouragement.
有时候在我生命里有很多很多的灰心。
Sometimes we do a six-week evangelistic meeting.
有时候我们的布道会是一连六个星期的。
And we invite people to be baptized.
我们邀请人站起来来受洗。
And sometimes not even one person wants to get baptized.
有时甚至连一个人都没有感应这呼召。
And sometimes the devil really whispers to your soul, into your mind, he's saying, you don't need to do this anymore.
有时候甚至魔鬼就会给你那一种的声音在吹鼓你说，你以后不再做传道人好了。
At these times, I remember my Ebenezer experience with God.
就在这时候，我就想起了我与上帝以便以谢的经验。
I think back to that point in my life when God His assurance came to me and said, I will give you what you're asking for.
我就想到上帝在那一晚答应回听了我所愿意得到的福气。
You see, friends, we should not fear for the future except that we forget the great things that God has done for us.
所以朋友们，我们对将来是应该毫无恐惧的，除非我们就忘记上帝在过去的引导和带领。
You know, many years later, I started teaching in a high school academy.
好几年后，我就成为了一个中学的老师。
And this was hard work.
这是艰难的工作。
I don't know about Malaysia, but in America, high school students are bad.
我不知道马来西亚的学生是怎么样的哈，在美国呢，相当难应付这些学生。
My first day of math class.
我第一天教这个数学科。
I walked into the class. This is the first day.
这是我第一天。进入了课室。
And there was a student sitting there. He was a male student.
啊，这些学生坐在那边有一个男同学。
He looked at me up and down.
他就往上往下的看着我。
And then he told the whole class, I can beat him up.
他就跟众同学们说，我可以把他打扁。
I was so discouraged from the first day.
第一天就让我非常的灰心了。
But what made it even harder?
但是让我感到更艰难的。
Is that this was like a, this was a,Adventist school.
这本来是一个复灵的学基督教的学校复灵学校。
And、they did not pay a lot of money.
那么我不是薪资不是很高。
They paid so little money.
其实我得到的是很少。
And one of my jobs, in addition to teaching math, I became the choir director.
除了要教数学呢，我也成为了这个唱诗班的领导。
And I had a problem, and the problem was that.I had a guitar.
那我的问题是，我只有我有一把吉他
，but it was cracked.
但是已经裂了。
So when you played it,
所以当弹起来的时候
，it would buzz. It would make a buzzing noise because the wood was cracked.
它就好像也造成一种鸣的声音，因为已经裂处的声音。
And the reason it got cracked is because the case for the guitar was not a hard case. It was a like a soft.Cloth case.
而这吉他之所以会裂开呢，是我的这个吉他的带子不是硬的，是软的。
And so that year at Christmas time, our choir we put on a concert for the whole school.
那么在那一年的圣诞节，我们的唱诗班就有一个特别的节目。
All the parents came to watch their children sing.
父母们都来听孩子们唱歌。
And after the choir was all done singing,
那么唱诗班都唱完了之后。
The students said, they called me up, they said, we want to give Mr. Beck a Christmas present.
他们就找我来说我们要给 Mr. Beck, 就是以马内利老师一个圣诞礼物。
So I came to the front.
我就来到前面。
And they had this big box there on the front.
在前面就有一个很大的箱子。
And I was strange. I was thinking, you know, these are high school students. They don't have any money. So what could this big box be?
哎呀，这些中学生哪有这么多钱？到底的大箱子里藏的是什么礼物？
And so they said, we want you to open it, open the box.
同学们说，请你打开，打开。
So I opened the box.
我就把它给打开。
And can you believe it? They bought me a guitar case for my guitar.
你们相信吗？他们竟然买了一个吉他带给我的吉他。
And I was very thankful. You know, in front of you, just, oh, thank you, thank you. I was very happy.
在同学面前当然是非常的感谢，说谢谢，谢谢。
But in my mind, I was thinking, my guitar is broken. I need new guitar.
但是我心里想，我要的是吉他，不是吉他带啊，我的吉他已经裂了。
But you cannot say this, you know.
但是哪可能在学生面前这样说呢？
So anyway, then they said,
然后他们说，
they said, open the case.
他们说，打开这个袋子，吉他袋子。
So I opened the case.
那不打开的时候。
And there inside was, in America, there are three brands of guitar.
哦，在里面，在就看到什么？美国有三种不同的吉他。
That are very famous.
是很出名的吉他。
If you know who Eric Clapton is, Eric Clapton plays on a Martin guitar.
有一位吉他手呢，是很出名的 Eric Clapton 呢，就玩这个 Martin 的吉他。
But the point is that they bought me a Martin guitar, very, very, very expensive guitar.
这吉他是 Martin 的这个标这个名牌的，所以呢是很昂贵。
This was like several months' salary for me at this little school. You know?
要我来买这一把吉他呢，就要花上我好几个月的这里的薪水。
I didn't know what to say.
啊，我哑口无言。
And you know, many years later,
好几年后。
I was working again, but I wasn't getting paid.
我在工作，但是没有得到任何薪资。
And I, you know, sometimes you can get very discouraged about this kind of thing.
有时候因为这样的情况会感觉到灰心失望。
But whenever I looked at that guitar,
但每次我看到那一把吉他，
it reminded me that God will always provide for us, no matter what.
他就让我回想到。无论发生任何的事情，上帝一定会供给我们。
Friends, tonight, have you raised an Ebenezer to Jesus?
所以今天晚上，朋友们，你已经为我们的耶稣立了这个以便以谢的柱子吗？
I know that God has done some amazing things for you in your life. I know He has.
我当然知道，我也深信上帝在你的生命里头行了神迹。
Perhaps tonight you are sitting here and you feel far away from Him.
也许今天你坐在这里觉得和上帝很遥远。
You feel maybe discouraged. You wonder where is God right now.
或者灰心说上帝啊你在哪里。
Don't forget what God has done for you already.
不要忘记上帝为你做过的大事。
There is a hymn in English.
在英文的诗歌本里。
It's called Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
就是说到来到这个泉源的福气的泉源。
And one of the verses, it says, Here I raise my Ebenezer.
其中一行就说到我把以便以谢的柱子立起来。
Hither by thy help I have come.
借着你的帮助我得到了。
Friends, we have nothing to fear for the future except as we shall forget how the Lord has led us.
对朋友们除非我们已经忘记上帝过去的带领我们对未来应该是毫无恐惧。
If we remember what God has done,
如果我们记得上帝为我们所成就的
we should not be discouraged.
我们就不应该感到灰心。
We should have boldness and courage to face what we do not know.
我们要勇敢地面对未来。
God will still do great things for us, amen?
上帝还是一样的为我们成就大事。
He will do it again.
他会再做。
I want to just share one more story.
我再跟大家说一个故事。
When I graduated from college,
我大学毕业的时候，
I had only one goal in my life.
在我的生命中只有一个目标。
I wanted to be an evangelist.
我要成为一个布道士。
But not for anyone.
不是为任何人。
I only wanted to be an evangelist for a ministry called Amazing Facts.
我只想到这个一个奇妙真相的一个侍奉的地方成为布道士。
And so with this goal in my mind,
我有了这样的目标。
After I graduated, I drove to the ministry headquarters.
毕业之后我就到奇妙真相的这个总部。
And I asked to speak with the person in charge of hiring the evangelists.
我就问了那个有关部门到底请不请布道士。
I was only 22 years old at the time.
那时候我只有22岁。
But I sat down and I said, I want to be an evangelist for Amazing Facts.
那我就坐下来跟负责人说，我要成为奇妙真相的其中一位布道士。
Now, I am not sure, but I think that inside he was laughing at me.
我不太肯定他当时的判断，但是我在想，他心里在笑我。
He said, how many years of pastoring have you done?
他说，你已经做了牧师有多少年呢？
The answer was zero.
零。
He asked me, are you married?
他问我结婚了吗？
Of course, I was not married.
当然，当时我还是单身。
Then he asked me, how many evangelistic meetings have you done?
然后说，你已经举行了多少场的布道会？
And I said, none.
我说，没有。
And he said, he was very nice, but he said, you know, we have people that apply here that have done many meetings.
他就很友善地告诉我说，那些也来申请这一份工作的，他们做了很多场的布道会。
He said, we have people that apply that have done many years of pastoring.
有些申请的已经成为牧师很多年了。
And he said, we could not hire you.
他就说，我们不能聘请你。
And so I was very discouraged.
啊，非常非常的灰心。
And I left.
我就离开。
And that's when I got my job teaching high school math and choir.
那就是之后我为什么会成为了中学的数学和唱诗班的老师。
But even then, I was not satisfied. I wanted to be an evangelist, nothing else.
但是我还是不感到满足，因为我最终想成为一个布道士。
So after 2 years of teaching,
教了两年，
I applied again.
我再重新申请。
So I drove back.
又驾车到那里总部。
It was the same person again.
又是同一个负责人。
And I said, I want to be an evangelist now.
我说，现在我要再成为一个，我想做一个布道士。
And this time the interview was much shorter.
这次的面试比较短。
He said no.
他说，对不起，没有。
So I got another job teaching again.
我又得到了一份教书的工作。
I taught for 5 more years.
我就教了五年。
But you have to understand, during these 5 years, it was like there was a fire that was burning inside of me that would not go away.
但是在五年里面，在我心中，好像有一股的火燃烧着，我不能够再控制下去。
Every school break, I flew to another country, and I would preach to whoever would listen, evangelistic meetings.
每一个学校的假期，我就飞到另外一个国家，谁愿意听，我就愿意讲。
I went to Thailand 6 times.
我到了泰国六次。
I went to some churches where the light was above me, bugs were falling in my face, in my mouth. I was just preaching. I didn't care who was listening. I was just preaching.
我到了一些比较落后的国家，只有一盏灯泡，很多的飞虫飞来飞去，我照说不误。
I went to Europe. I went to anywhere that they would say, "Oh, you want to do? Okay, we'll help you do an evangelistic meeting."
我到了欧洲，我到了不同的国家，你愿意，我们就帮你成立了这个布道会的协办。
I had no savings because every break I was using all my money to fly somewhere so that I could preach evangelistic meeting.
我没有任何的储蓄，因为我把所有的钱都花在飞机票上，到不同的国家去传福音。
And then after 5 years,
五年过后,
I had finished on my own, I had done 10 evangelistic meetings, and I had some experience now.
那靠着我自己呢，我已经做了10场的布道会，那现在说有一点的经验。
I just quit my teaching job.
我就辞了教书的工作。
And I told my mom, I said, I have to try one more time.
我就跟妈妈说，我要再试一次。
My mom said to me, what's wrong with you? Do you have any pride? Stop applying.
妈妈说，你是不是有一点骄傲的心理在作祟，还要去申请？
I said, no, I have to try just one more time. If they say no, I will never apply again.
啊，妈妈，就让我再去一次吧。如果这一次他们拒绝我，以后不再申请。
So this time I went back one more time.
所以我就再去了一次。
And it was a different person that interviewed me this time.
这一次呢，是另外一个负责人在做这个面试。
And this is what they said after the interview.
面试之后他这样说。
They said, we will not promise that we will hire you.
他说，我们不能够答应一定会聘请你。
But we are going to give you a chance.
但是我们会给你一个机会。
You will watch 2 of our evangelists.
你会看我们两个布道士。
And then after those 2,
然后你看了之后，
then you will do 6 meetings in 1 year.
你就在一年里做6场的布道会。
And after that 1 year,
这一年之后，
if you have any baptisms,
如果有人受洗，
we will see how many,
我们会看多少人受洗。
And then we will see at that time if we will hire you or not.
那我们就会决定到底会不会正式的聘请你。
But for this 1 year,
但是在这一年里，
we are not going to pay you.
我们不会给你任何的工资。
You have to pay for yourself.
你要自付自费。
Now at that time,
在那个时候，
I had just gotten married.
我刚结婚不久。
And my wife was pregnant.
还有我太太也怀孕了。
And it was my wife who was working. I had no job.
还有是我太太在工作，我没有做工。
So I asked my wife.
所以就问了太太。
I said, "What should I do?"
我该做什么
？I don't know. What do you think I should do?
你想我应该做什么？我真的不知道。
And this is what she said.
她就这样跟我说。
She said, if you believe that you are called to be an evangelist,
她说如果你深信上帝呼召你做一位布道士，
She said, I will quit my job and I will join you.
她说我就把工作给辞掉，我跟你一起。
So for 1 year,
所以在那一年里，
we traveled all across the United States.
我们两人在美国不同的地方去。
We had no money in the bank.
我们在银行的户口没有任何的钱。
But somehow, always, we had enough gas money and enough money for food.
但是很奇妙的，都有足够的油钱，足够的这个生活费。
I didn't know, honestly, I didn't really know what to do as an evangelist.
啊，要做一个布道士，到底是要怎么样具备任何的条件？
As I look back now, I made so many mistakes.
当我回顾，哇！我真的犯了很多的错。
But at the end of these meetings,
但是在每一场布道会的结束，
people would say, "Yeah, I want to get baptized."
有人说啊，我要受洗。
It wasn't me. God was doing something.
这不是我的功劳，是上帝在施行他的大能。
So at the end of that year,
所以在那一年结束之后，
we have an interview. You sit down with these two people, and they talk to you.
我们就在这一次的面试，有两个人轮流的跟我说话。
And on their paper, they know how many people you baptized, how many people came. They know all this information. It's all on their paper.
在他们的记录表上有我所有的这个档案记录。
I was so nervous in that interview.
在那一场的面试，我非常的紧张。
If I didn't get this job, I didn't know what in the world I was going to do because this is all that I wanted to do for my life.
如果这一次我还是得不到这一份工作，我真不知道真的要做什么，因为这是我生命中唯一的目标。
And then after talking for a little bit, they put their hand and they said, "We want to welcome you to Amazing Facts."
那么谈了不久，他们就伸出手来欢迎我说。欢迎你加入奇妙真相。
It is really a miracle for me.
对我来说是一个神迹。
Because I'm not a person that likes to be upfront.
为什么呢？因为我本来就不是一个很爱站在前面的人。
But God put this burning desire in my heart.
但是上帝把这个一股的热忱放在我心里头。
After that interview,
这个面试之后，
I had a Bible that I had bought.
我买了一本圣经。
And in the front of the Bible, I marked the date that I had been accepted as a intern for Amazing Facts.
这本之前所买的圣经，我就在这个圣经里面就写上那一天我能够成为这个奇妙真相布道士的日子。
And there would be times when I would get so discouraged from what I was doing.
当然，有时候我感到灰心失望。
But when I would open that, when I would preach from this Bible, and I would always notice that it marked that date when I first became an intern.
但是当我握住那一本我把日子写上的圣经，
It was my Ebenezer.
那是我的以便以谢。
It reminded me that God had done some amazing things for me in the past.
他提醒我说，上帝在我过去施行的奇事大事。
Young people, God is doing some amazing things in your life. Don't forget what He's done.
而年轻人，上帝也在你的生命中施行了奇事大事。
You know, there are some older people here tonight.
我们当中也有一些比较年长的。
And you might think, you might just sit here thinking, "Oh, you know, God has already used me, but He probably won't use me much anymore."
也许我们在想，上帝曾经使用过我，现在不再使用我了。
When E.A. Sutherland and McGann when Percy McGann were first looking for a school, a place to start a school for the Adventist Church.
Who is this people? E.A.
Sutherland and McGann,
They
needed help. They needed help to raise money, to organize. They needed like some people to help with the project. And there was an Adventist woman that had served for many years as a missionary. Her name was Bessie DeGraw.
她的名是 Bessie DeGraw.
And this woman had served for many years in the church, but she was much older now. She was like age to retire.
这位姊妹在这个海外布道的宣教里面做了很多年，现在已经到了退休年龄。
And brothers McGann and Sutherland, they went to her and they said, would you please help us with our project?
那McGann和Sutherland弟兄就来到她，说能够帮助我们来建立这学校吗？
And she was pondering, you know, I'm old now. Can I really help these two young men? What good can I really do?
她在想,我已经这么老了,真的能够帮助这两个年轻人来实现他们的梦想吗?
And Ellen White wrote to her.
华亚伦师母就写了一封信。
And this is what she told her.
她就告诉她说,
she said, if you will cast your lot in with Sutherland and McGann,
她说,如果你可以再次的与这两位年轻人, McGann和Sutherland见面,
she said, if you will help these young men,
她说,如果你愿意帮助这两个人,
she said, God will do more through you now than he has ever done through you in your past life.
她说,上帝现在要给你这侍奉上的工作,要远远比你这一生所做的更大。Age
is not a problem for God.
年龄对上帝来说不是问题。
It is a consecration to God that is what he needs today.
上帝所需要是一个委身。
You see, friends, God wants to do some amazing things before the very end.
朋友们, 在这末世还没来到的时候, 上帝要成就一番大业。
We cannot have a great, ambitious faith for God if we forget what he has done for us in the past.
我们如果已经忘记上帝在过去的带领, 我们就看不到了前面上帝要怎样的成就一番大业。
Tonight, every one of us, we need to raise our Ebenezer because by God's help, we have come here tonight.
所以今天晚上, 因为我们知道本着上帝的恩典呼召我们来到这里, 我们必须立起这以便以谢的柱子。
Now I want to ask you to take your Bibles tonight.
今天我愿你打开你的圣经。
Our subject tonight is actually called Lessons on Love.
其实我们今晚的主题,
And it's taken, sorry.
Yeah, 是叫做爱的功课。
It's taken from Genesis chapter 29.
这爱的教训呢, 是取自于创世纪的29章。
And for sake of time, I would like you in your spare time to read the 29th chapter from the beginning because if we do that, it'll take up too much time.
因为时间的关系, 我希望今晚你可以回去, 到你的房间里面细读这一章。
But we pick up the story when Jacob first sees Rachel.
但是我们就从雅各第一次遇见拉结这边开始。
And he learns that Rachel is a family, part of his family.
他愿意拉结就成为他的家里的一份子。
And so now in chapter 29 and verse 18,
就在创世纪29章的第18节,
the Bible says, And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter.
圣经说雅各爱拉结就说, 我愿为你小女儿拉结服侍你七年。
Now notice verse 20.
20节,
now this is one of the most beautiful verses in all of the Bible.
这是圣经里面其中这最漂亮,最美丽感动的章节。
The Bible says, And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love that he had for her.
雅各就为拉结服侍了七年,他因为深爱拉结就看这七年如同几天。
Now, you know, friends, if we look at the life of Jacob, we can learn some important lessons about what is true love.
朋友们,如果我们看雅各的生平,也可以看到,学习到何谓真爱。
What the world calls love today would not meet the biblical test of true love.
世界所给予我们的所谓的爱,在圣经的原则里根本不是。
When we look at the life of Jacob, we see four characteristics of true love.
当我们看到雅各的生平, 我们看到了真爱的四个特征。
And we might say that these four things are four conditions to really make a home with someone.
我们也可以说这四个特征可以代表说我们如果要成立一个家庭的要诀。
Now, the first lesson we learned from Jacob is that Jacob truly, truly had supreme affection for Rachel.
第一个教训我们可以学到就是雅各的的确确的对拉结有着一股的深爱。
Now, I know that this may sound superficial.
也许这听起来会非常的表面化。
But today, much of what is termed love is merely infatuation.
但是今天有很多所谓的爱爱呢，其实只是迷恋。
I want you to think in your mind.
我要你在你的脑海思考。
Of someone that you think, if you're single, think of someone that you think you have loved.
如果你是单身的，想一想有一个你在深爱的人。
And ask yourself, would I serve someone 7 years in order to marry that someone?
然后问自己说，我会为了这个我所深爱的人，为他服侍七年。
You see, friends, Jacob's love for Rachel was a true love.
朋友们，雅各对拉结的爱是真爱。
The Bible tells us that it seemed just like a short time because of how much he loved her.
圣经告诉我们，这七年看起来好像几天，因为他深爱拉结。
But when you look at the world today,
但是当你看看这今天的世界，
people get married for much different reasons than this.
人们结婚呢，是为了不同的理由。
Do you know that some people marry because they want to escape from an unhealthy home life that they have.
你知道吗？有些人结婚是因为他们要逃离一个他们身处的不健康的家庭。
They want to get out of the house, and so they marry the first person that promises that they can take them away and take care of them, because all they want is to get out.
他们想到的就是要赶快的离开这家，所以第一个向他示爱的就跟他结婚。
Some people marry because of money.
有些人结婚是为了钱。
And you know, I am very glad that when I was single, I was very poor.
我很高兴，因为我单身的时候是我没有钱的时候。
Because I know that my wife did not marry me for my money. I had none.
因为我知道，至少我知道我太太会跟我结婚，并不是为了我的钱。
But it's true. In the world today, some people marry someone because, oh, you know, and please don't take offense, but some people, oh, he's a doctor, he's going to take care of you, he's a lawyer, he's a businessman, he makes good money, marry him!
我希望我不会冒犯你，如果我这样说，哎呀，他这个是律师，这个是医生，跟他结婚肯定没有问题，可以照顾我一生。
This is not the reason to marry someone.
这绝对不是要嫁要娶的理由。
True love and marriage is based upon an unselfish love, a genuine lasting love for one another.
真爱和婚姻是真正的去爱一个人，深爱着对方。
From Jacob, we can learn something else.
从雅各，我们可以再学到别的东西。
Rachel was a believer of the same faith.
拉结跟他是有同样的信仰。
And friends, if you marry, if you fall in love, let your affections be placed on one who is of the same faith as you.
所以朋友们，如果你在相爱，你要结婚的时候，你的对象也应该跟你有同样的信仰。
You know, it's not enough that they are a Christian.
他们是基督徒还不够。
From experience, both of my parents were professing Christians. One was Presbyterian and one was Adventist.
从我的经验中，我可以这样说，我的父母一个是长老会会友，一个是基督复临安息的会友。
But the truth is that that is not enough to maintain happiness in a home.
而事实告诉我们，这成为基督徒还不足够来建立一个美好的家庭。
If they are not a Seventh-day Adventist, God is not leading you to marry them.
如果对方不是一个基督复临安息的会友，上帝并没有指引你来与他结婚。
Some people say, but look in so-and-so, he was not an Adventist, but when they married 5 years later, he got baptized.
有些人就这样说，你看哦，这一对夫妇，他们虽然结婚之前不是有同样信仰，五年后结婚他也受洗啊。
For every one of these that works, there are 10 that do not work.
你知道吗？它的比例应该是一对十，有十对里面只有一对是成功的。
This is a trap of the devil.
这是魔鬼的网罗。
So number two, a marriage must be with a fellow believer.
所以第二个呢，就是婚姻必须是对方跟你同样的信仰。
Number three,
第三
，a true home, true love.Is affirmed by the family and friends of both parties.
一个真爱呢，会得到家人和朋友们的支持。
Both Isaac and Rebecca wanted Jacob to marry someone of the same faith.
以撒和利百加愿意雅各所找到的妻子是跟他有同信仰的。
And even though Laban deceived Jacob, he did approve of Jacob to be his son-in-law.
虽然拉班呢已欺骗了雅各，但他的确也认同了这是他以后的女婿。
You know, it's interesting because marriage is a challenge, even if it is in the Lord, even if they're the same faith.
所以，当我们看到了这个婚姻呢，在主里面呢是有同样的信仰。
But if your parents are saying, "Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this," and you get married anyway,
但是如果你的父母不赞成这一桩婚姻，然后但是你还是坚持要。
Inevitably, you and your wife at some point will begin to argue.
那么很可能在之后，你和你的妻子会有发生口角。
And then you may be tempted to think.
然后你会就可能这样想。
Maybe my parents were right. Maybe I should not have married this person.
也许我爸爸妈妈说的不错，本来就不应该跟他结婚。
Marriage is hard enough.
婚姻本身就已经是很艰难了。
You do not want these extra demons making your life harder for you.
你不要有任何其他的好像魔鬼的引诱试探来干扰你的婚姻生活。
The fourth point of a godly home.
那么关于一个爱主的家庭的第四个要诀。
In true love and in a godly marriage, there must be some way to earn a living to provide for the family.
在真爱和一个属神的婚姻里。
Now it is true that Jacob had no money.
我们必须要有一个养家之计。
But Jacob had demonstrated to his uncle Laban that his industry and thoroughness and hard work, given the opportunity, he could become a wealthy and trustable son-in-law.
虽然雅各当时没有钱，但是他已经让拉班清楚地看到，并且保证说，我能够照顾好你的女儿。
Now, friends, many young people today are involved in relationships when neither party is even sure what God is calling them to do for work.
有许许多多的青年男女，他们在相恋的时候根本都不知道以后上帝要呼召他们做什么工作。
The Bible says, make it fit for thyself in the field and afterward build thy house.
圣经这样的告诉我们，你要能够有能力在田野工作，然后才说你去建你的家。
Young men especially, it means get your job and know what God wants you to do and then start looking for a wife.
换句话说，青年们，上帝要你先立业，然后再成家。
Now, you know,Jacob did not just work 7 years to get Rachel. You know this, right?
我们也知道拉这个雅各呢，并不单只是做了七年来娶拉结。
He ended up being deceived, and he had to serve for another 7 more years.
他结果受到了欺骗，结果要再做七年的工。
You know, Jacob served 14 years for this woman that he loved.
雅各一共为了这个他所爱的女人。侍奉了服侍了14年。
It teaches us an important lesson about serving Jesus.
所以这也教导我们侍奉耶稣的一个重要的功课。
You see, friends, all through the Bible, it is love that is the most powerful motivator to do any service.
在圣经里头，我们所看到的所有的圣经人物，他们之所以来侍奉上帝，是因为本着爱。
One day, David,
有一天大卫
said, I am thirsting for this water from a certain well.
说啊，我很盼望能够得到这井里所掏出来的水。
His men heard that.
他的勇士听到。
And they actually, three of them, they risked their lives into the camp of the enemy, and they brought back David, their beloved leader, they brought him back a jar of this water.
他们听到了大卫这样说，这三个勇士竟然冒着性命的危险 到了敌人的营里，他打了这井里的水回到给大卫。
He did not ask them to do this.
大卫没有叫他们这样做。
But because they loved him so much.
但是因为他们爱大卫有这么多。
They risked their own life. They had to walk in the camp of the enemy.
他们是冒着自己性命的危险到了敌人的营里。
If they were caught in one instant, they would have been killed.
如果他们被打一个正着，就没有性命可保。
But love compels us to serve and to go above and beyond.
但是因为爱的推动呢，使他们做超越他们本该做的事。
I have to be honest. I don't know if someone made me work 14 years. I don't know if I would have married my wife.
还说，如果对方要我工作14年才能够娶她，我不知道会这样做吗
？But these men, they went beyond, and they said, David. And when David got this water,
但是当这三个勇士带着水回来。大卫拿着这瓶水的时候
，He was so awed by the sign of their love.
他为这个深爱感动不已。
He couldn't even drink it because he knew that they risked their lives to do this for him.
他甚至都不敢喝这瓶水，因为这瓶水是冒着性命的危险带回来的。
He poured out that drink because it was too precious for him to drink.
他就把水给浇奠在地上。
Have you read about the people that died for Jesus in the first century?
有没有听过在第一世纪里面所有的为耶稣殉道的呢
？Some of these people were fed, they were strapped to poles while lions were unleashed in the arena, and the lions would come and tear them into pieces.
有些呢，他们就在木架里头被绑着，那么些饥饿的狮子就来撕开他们的肉刺。
What leads a person to do something like that?
有什么能够推动这些人这样做呢
？The same thing that made Jacob work for 14 years.
这同样使到雅各能够侍奉14年。
It's the same thing that made these three men risk their lives to go and get this water from this well for David.
也是同样的推动这三个勇士来为大卫冒险得到这井水。
Friends, why do you do what you do?
朋友们，你在做的事情，你为什么在做呢？
Why do you go to church?
为什么你上教堂呢？
Why are you here at this camp?
为什么你来到这营会呢？
Why do you listen to spiritual messages?
为什么来听着属灵的信息呢？
If love is not the motivation for you,
如果爱不是你的推动力。
You see, your Christian experience is harder than it should be.
那也许你的基督的经验就更加的难受。
If you have true love for Jesus in your heart,
如果在你心里头有对耶稣的真爱
，anything he asks you to do will be easy for you.
无论他叫你做什么，你都觉得是非常容易。
It will seem as a little thing.
这觉得是小事。
Friends, do you really love Jesus tonight?
朋友们，今天你真的在深爱耶稣吗？
Tonight, as we've looked at this story of Jacob and Rachel,
今天晚上当我们看到雅各和拉结的故事
there are four different kinds of people in here tonight.
我们可以看到四种不同的人
Some of you are unmarried.
有些是还没有结婚的
But do not be sad if you are unmarried.
不要因为还是单身而感到伤心
You know, once you are married, your affections are now centered on someone.
因为你一旦结婚之后你的这个感情就放在对方的身上。
But perhaps God would like you to center your affections on someone that would not be loved.
也许因为你单身是上帝要你现在有的爱给予那些没有人爱的。
And so perhaps God has allowed this because he wants you to minister in a capacity and in a way that if you were married,You might not be able to do as well.
也许上帝还让你继续的单身，是因为在你结婚之后就没有这个能力去爱那一群的人。
A second group that could be here tonight.
第二组的人
is that you are married, but you are unhappy.
就是你结了婚，但是不满足，不高兴。
One of the sad stories in the Bible is the story of Leah.
其中圣经一个最可悲的故事就是利亚的故事。
Jacob must have despised her in some way because she maybe was part of tricking him.
可能雅各对他会有一点的偏见，因为好像他欺哄了他。
But you know, God is very, very fair to everyone.
但是上帝对每一个人都是很公平的。
God saw that Jacob did not really love Leah.
上帝看到雅各并不是很真的很爱利亚。
And in order to even this situation out,
啊，为了要使这 比较有平衡性。
God closed Rachel's womb and he opened Leah's.
上帝呢就是拉结不生育利亚呢就能够生。
You can read this, it's in Genesis 29 and verse 31.
29章31节创世纪就告诉我们。
When the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren.
29章31节说耶和华见利亚是从就使她生育拉结却不生育。
In every disappointed life,
在我们每一个失望的生活
there is always some compensation that God provides.
上帝总会给予我们一些的回报。
It does not matter what situation you are in.
无论你是处在任何的情况。
If you really look, God is doing something for you in that condition to bring you peace and to bring you happiness.
如果你注意的看，上帝其实在你这样的情况之下还带给你平安。
There is a third group here tonight.
第三组的人。
Perhaps you are happily married.
也许你很开心结婚了。
But don't get proud.
但是不要感到骄傲。
Do you know it's interesting when you look at Rachel and Leah?
你看拉结和利亚这两个人。
Rachel caused Jacob much more problems than Leah did.
拉结呢带给雅各的这个问题远远的比利亚多。
And so we should never get proud.
所以我们不要感到骄傲。
Rather, we should humble ourselves and be thankful for what God has allowed.
反之，我们要更感恩，谦卑自己。
And please don't miss this point.
也不要错过这一点。
Who did the Messiah, which wife did the Messiah come through?
我们的弥赛亚是从哪一个妻子而来的？
Who did it come through?
是从哪一个？
It came through Leah, through her son Judah.
是从利亚，就是生的犹大。
And then there are as a fourth group.
然后还有第四组的人。
Maybe you have become a believer since you have been married, and so now you are married to an unbeliever.
你在还没有成为基督徒之前，不是已经结婚了，所以你结婚后，现在你的伴侣呢是不信主的。
Do not despair.
不要感到灰心。
God is using you as the means by which He hopes to bring salvation to the unbeliever in your marriage.
上帝是希望借着你把这个福音传给不信主的伴侣。
Friends, God loves each one of us tonight.
朋友们，上帝今天晚上都爱我们所有的人。
The question tonight is, does our love reciprocate back to God?
问题就是我们要怎样回报上帝的厚爱。
Are we willing to serve Him in such a way that it seems but a few days?
我们是否带着这样能够侍奉上帝似乎只是几天的心情？
Will we go above and beyond that which is required?
我们会超越我们的工作的岗位和范围去侍奉呢？
Friends, I want that love tonight. How about you?
朋友们，我所要得到的就是这样的爱，你呢？
As we close, would you bow your heads with me as we pray?
我们一起做个结束的祷告。
Our Father in heaven tonight.
我们在天上的父。
We look at the life of Jacob.
今天我们看到雅各的生命。
And we too tonight, we raise our Ebenezer.
而我们也愿意把我们的以利以谢给立起。
We do not want to forget the great things you have done for us.
我们不要忘记你为我们所施行的大事。
Tonight we also think of the wonderful love between Jacob and Rachel.
今天晚上我们回想到雅各和拉结的真爱深爱。
Lord, for each of the four groups that we have talked about,
主啊，这我们四组所谈到人，
May we become aware of the blessing that you have given to us.
愿我们大家无论在任何一组都能够得到您所来的福气。
No matter what situation we are in,
不论我们身在任何的情况
，Help us to be thankful for what you have done.
帮助我们能够为你，因为你所为我们成就的感恩。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.